All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, September 18th of 2025. We have some Thursday night football action today between Miami and Buffalo. I know we have some MLB already underway today as well, so it should be a fun day of DFS, all things considered. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right, we have plenty of questions in the queue for today after kind of a quiet day yesterday, but a lot of time spent kind of building lineups and stuff for Thursday night football. So if you guys missed that, want a very in-depth walkthrough on Showdown, we had a really good show about that yesterday. Today, I think we're going to be a little bit more question focused here. But I got the FanDuel single game showdown for tonight pulled up. And we're going to jump into our first question. First question from Cameron. How do you lock a player in the flex? And is it always smart to do for late swap flexibility? Okay, so this is a question a little bit more kind of about main slate strategy, it sounds like. So if we hop over to the main for this weekend. And we go over to a build. Okay, so like this is what like a FanDuel lineup looks like, right? Quarterback, two running backs, three receivers, tight end flex, defense. So just so you guys know, SaberSim is automatically going to put, if you have a lineup where there is, say for instance, three running backs, and two of them are in the early game, maybe you have like Bijan and Chubb, for instance, in like the early games, and then you have, also you have Kamara, right? SaberSim is not going to put Kamara in the running back slot. It will default him to the flex spot. Now, if you have three running backs in the early window, then yes, you're going to have a player in the flex who is in the early window. That's just kind of based on what players end up getting used for your lineups. But I did just kind of want to note here to start that SaberSim understands to put the later player in the flex if available. So if you have four receivers, one in the late window, guess what? The latest start time gets put in the flex. Now, if you want to lock a player in the flex in a later window, you know, you can do this, right? You go to the flex. You have to control this in the flex section. And, maybe I pick Christian McCaffrey, right? High salary, should have plenty of swap options. If I do so, and, you know, here I've just, I'm using this, you know, hand-built lineup to kind of display this. But here, right, I've locked him into the flex. And now, you know, I can build the rest of my lineups with him in that position by just clicking build down here on the bottom left. Now, do I think it's always smart? I don't really think you have to do this. You know, I think it's okay if the builder really likes three running backs from the early window to play an early running back there as well. You know, you don't have to limit yourself to only a player in the later games in your flex spot, in my opinion. All right. Next question, is there a way to make sure if a quarterback is in the lineup, he is stacked with a certain receiver? For example, if Caleb Williams is in any lineup, make sure the receiver that he is stacked with is Rome Odunze instead of DJ Moore. You can absolutely do this. So what I would do is go to rules. Okay, I'm actually going to remove the question and move my face over so we can see this. We go to add new rule. We go to group auto. Actually, we're going to go to group manual. Okay, group manual. Change use to if. If at least one, I would go and I would select Caleb Williams with this little person icon on the left. Save. Keep editing, actually. Williams. No, this should work. Okay, I think it's because I'm in this handle. All right, so if at least one, Caleb Williams, then use at least one. And then on this side, I would put Rome. Notice how I'm going to go to the All tab to do this, just in case. So where are they? They're in the later window. I go, I choose Rome. I click Save. And then now I'm making sure that if Williams, use Odunze. Okay, then I save that. Now that rule will be active. All right, so that's how I would write that rule. All right, how do I go about making a filter with two steps in my lineup pool? I'm trying to make a multi-step filter with the first rule being only show lineups under a certain geomean limit. But if the lineup is under a certain salary, it can go to a higher geomean limit. Okay, this is a good question, and the answer is that, unfortunately, you can't do this at the moment. I think this is a really cool idea to have, like, some of these conditional kind of, like, rules or filters that are, like, multi-level, like you said. I think this is a good future update idea to the app, so I could definitely make a note here to kind of allow for something like this. So two-step filter, and I'm going to write down your exact idea. So filter geo, say under 25, unless salary less than, and we'll say like 48K as an example. Cool. So I can definitely take that back to the team. I have that written down here. So I'll make sure somebody gets eyes on that. All right. Hey, Andrew, by chance, can you go over the process of uploading a set of lineups to SaberSim, running contest sims against those set of lineups? Okay. So I know that there have been some issues on this functionality specifically. I don't know how close those are to being fixed, or if they have been fixed already, but I can show you the steps I would do to do this. So I would open up a new build that doesn't have any lineups. I would right click on the build and use this upload pool option. Now it is very important here to make sure that the pool of lineups you are uploading is in the same format that SaberSim spits out lineups. Because the way it spits out lineups is the same way it reads lineups, okay? So we're going to run a build here. I'll show you how to know how to format it. And we'll just let this build run. Almost done. All right. So build runs, when you can either download a pool or your group, it doesn't matter, right? So I'm just going to download the pool here. Okay, I would open this up. And then the way the lineups are formatted here is how you're going to have your lineup pool that you're uploading look. You're also going to need the same exact headers. So basically it's these exact headers in this sequence, followed by player IDs below. So only player IDs, no names, and these column headers. So that's the format you need it in. So I'm just going to use this. Okay, we built some lineups, right? Okay, I would open a new build. I would right-click on my build. I would click upload pool. I would grab that file that I just downloaded. It's going to get uploaded into SaberSim. And then from here, I can run the sim. Now, I don't think this is going to work because there's an issue with like the upload that I know the team's aware of and working on. But this is effectively how you would upload and get it into the app. And then let's see if that actually worked. Maybe it did work. Maybe it's fixed here. So it looks like I uploaded the pool, ran the contest sim, and I'm seeing ROI values. So I think the team fixed it. team moves so fast sometimes that sometimes I can't even keep up. But that is how I would be uploading a pool of lineups and then running the contest sim against it. All right, next question. If I build lineups 2 hours before slate and then build again 20 minutes before lock, and some of the contest sims from the first build are projected to have higher projection and slash or ROI than the later build, does that mean the first build is actually stronger, or is it always better to take the build that is closest to lock time? Good question. So don't get caught up on the ROIs being higher on the earlier build as a sign that those lineups are better. Basically, what I think you should think of is that as we get closer to a slate, projections and ownership can get better. And when there are bigger ownership misses, you can see higher ROIs. But as the ownership gets dialed in closer to what the field is going to play, I think the ROIs can come down to like a more accurate number. So like an instance could be like, think about it like this week. We run our stuff at different intervals depending on where we're at. So like if we're 5 hours before a game start or slate start, we might run like ownership every 30 minutes. But then if we're, you know, an hour out, we're like running ownership, you know, every 5 minutes, like for example, right? So maybe you ran it like in a window where we hadn't updated yet and a huge value opened up and the ownership wasn't properly reflecting that player's value, right? So that could lead to higher ROIs because he's not properly owned for the value that he brings to the table. So that's why. But latest and greatest projections in ownership are always going to be better. So if I had the option between running it 2 hours before and running it 20 minutes before, I would always take the lineups that are generated from the 20 minute before contest. But good question. All right, next question. If one uses Geomine on a showdown slate and the winning optimal lineup ends up being a duplicated lineup and prize winnings are shared to many, does that mean because one did that Geomine filter that they probably will not have that winning lineup? Good question. Yeah, we kind of saw this recently. I don't know what day it was, but I know that it was the Washington Packers showdown slate, and the winning lineup was duplicated over 400 times in the flagship contest. I don't know what the lineup's geomine was, but I bet you it was very high. And if you had set a geomine filter, you probably boxed yourself out of having that winning lineup. That is effectively a thing that can occur with any single change that you make. If I change max salary from 50K to 49.9, well, if the winning lineup is a max salary lineup, I can never have it, right? There's always going to be like some of those trade-offs. I think you're going to need to learn whether or not you can live with those things. Like, hey, I literally couldn't have built the winning lineup. I never want to be in that position. Okay, then don't set any restrictions or anything like that, right? The approach we recommend is, hey, you don't really want to win. I mean, I know winning is like always nice, but it's like if you're building lineups that are duplicated 400 times, I think winners of that contest took home like $3,000-something. And if it's a $20 150 max, you are barely above break even and you just won first place, which is super hard to do. So the way I approach it is like, hey, you know what? You guys can have that one. I'm holding out for something better, right? A little Goodwill Hunting reference there for you guys who might know that. But yeah, you know, I think that's kind of the approach I want to take. Is like, I am optimizing my lineups for an instance where when I win a bigger prize of the first place prize pool. So that unfortunately is not a lineup I wanted to play, and it's unfortunate that it won, right? But hopefully I look back in my flashback and my sim ROIs are good, and you know, I can just kind of keep chugging along the path that I'm already going down. All right, next question. I'm trying to get Dawson Knox, Justice Hill, Lamar Jackson, Haas at the flex, but Severson can't generate a lineup. As a follow-up, okay, so let's split this out into two questions. So one thing that can be of concern that pops in my head automatically, it sounds like this is Thursday to Monday, because it basically has to be if you're playing Dawson Knox and Baltimore Ravens. So let's go to Thursday to Monday slate. The main thing I can think of, okay, no, this is for showdown. All right, then I'm wrong about Lamar Jackson, and this is a different Jackson that I don't know why I can't think of him off the top of my head. Oh, Julian Hill. Okay, all right, so what I would do, right, in this instance, and I'm going to go over DK for this one, is I would do a group manual rule. I think the problem you might be running into is your minimum salary might be too high. So I would set this to zero. I would do a rule. I would do a group manual. And then I would say use at least. And then I would go to flex. And I would just search for these players. So Knox. Click him. Hill. Julian Hill, okay. Jackson. Okay. Oh, that was his full name. Okay. Got it. Yeah, so now basically what I've done here is I've said use at least three of these players. These players are so low salary, I bet you that lineups with them are going to come in extremely low salary. So I'm like almost positive the salary filter here is what is messing you up, or the salary minimum. So if we put those three players in a group, we say use all three, right? And that's Haas 600, Hill 1400, so that's 2000, and then Knox is 2400. So we've used 4400 salary. 4400 salary in three players. And then see, now it can generate. I'm actually interested if we go in here and open the pool, and we sort by salary. Oh, wrong one. The highest salary lineups we can build are 43,600 because we used so little there. So it's for sure the minimum salary giving you problems here. So just open that up, and then you shouldn't run into any more issues. All right. Good question there. Next question, is ROI not available during the $7 trial version? I haven't been able to find it. I assume it's reserved for full members. Okay, good question. So the $7 for 7-day trial is for our starter subscription. We have a $37 for 7-day trial for our ultimate subscription. Now, there is a small difference in how the starter portfolio diversifier and the ultimate portfolio diversifier work. So the starter one is called portfolio. The ultimate one is called portfolio plus. I missed the second question. I'll circle back. Thanks for bringing it back up. The ultimate version is called portfolio plus. What portfolio does is uses a simplified contest sim. It uses one contest sim behind the scenes of kind of like a general payout structure and uses that for all of your contests. Ultimate uses your exact entries, your exact contests, payout structures, no matter how many contests you have, and gives you very, very hyper-specific results. The other thing is that the ROI column is only visible on Ultimate. So Portfolio on Starter is using ROI, and it in our backtesting, it tested better than using SaberScore, which is why we upgraded it. So SaberScore used to be the default sorting for starter. Well, now it's portfolio. And then there's portfolio plus above it. So you are using ROI, can't see the values. And then they refer back to one simplified contest. And those are like the big differences there. All right. Next question. The follow-up was, I'm trying to set up a rule to have three players at the flex, one at 15%, one at 10%, and one at 5%. okay, we can do this by going to rules. Let's turn this one off. I would do use at least one. I would do any. Was this flex? No, it was flex. Okay, so positions flex, right? Let me move myself over. So use at least one. I'm going to check all positions in the flex. Add a requirement. My own less than 5. And then we'll call this 5%. I would use another one. Use at least one. Call this one 10%. Same thing. Flex. Add a requirement. My own less than 10. And we're gonna try this out because there's actually one thing I want to check. Use at least one, any or flex. My own less than 15. Okay, so we have these three rules on, right? I am almost positive, which is why we're gonna rerun this build. Each rule needs to be met separately. So we cannot have a 5% player satisfy all three rules at the same time. So I'm like almost positive that the 15% needs a player, 10% needs a different player, 5% needs a different player. So this three separate rules should work the way you want it to. So we're going to run a test. I would probably also be aware of the min salary here as well. Right, the min salary zero could help you to get more lineups looking the way you want. The good thing is that our build ran, so we didn't break anything, right? That's helpful. And then now I would come in here. I would probably switch to the expanded view just for this. Okay. No, I think I'm wrong. Looks like I'm wrong. So we have one 4% owned player satisfying all three rules. Okay. Then what I think you can do, right, to get smart here, is leave 5% at use at least one, change 10% to use at least two, and then 15% to use at least three. We'll try one more time. Use at least two, 15% goes to use at least three. And then we're gonna rebuild. So I think now that we tested this and saw what's happening, right? One player is satisfying all three. I think we can make one adjustment to these rules and this should work. So let's rerun this. All right, while this builds, good opportunity to answer this question. How do my projection scores affect the ROI for contest sims? Do the sims get influenced by your own projections? Yes, they do. So talked about this, I think, a little bit in depth yesterday, but happy to circle back on it. So basically, we are adding or subtracting your differences in the my projection to the sim results. So let's say you're in 10th place based on our default projections. Well, maybe you had Alan 2 points higher than we did. We're going to add that adjustment to Alan, and maybe that takes you from 10th to 7th. Now, because you're higher in the standings, that affects your ROI of your lineups, right? So your projection adjustments get added or subtracted based on which one it is to all of the sim results that are generated that get used in the contest sim. All right, cool. So we made that adjustment to this rule. It reran. We have Dolphins at 2%. Curtis Samuel at 4, and then Knox at 14. So this did satisfy it the way we wanted it to. So it looks like that adjustment to the rules would then work. Quick question, is SaberSim doing projections and sims for soccer DFS? We are only doing EPL at the moment. We do not have sims, but we do have third-party projections in the app from an analyst that we work with who also does our COD projections. If you actually want to learn more about what those look like, really quickly, we did a interview that you can find on our YouTube channel with him, and he's kind of going in depth about everything that he's doing on that front, and so you can listen to it. So I'll show you where to find that. Videos. Okay, I think it was a live, so let's go to playlists. Okay, so it's right here, behind the scenes, the SaberSim UFL and COD projections Q&A live stream. This is Sam, our analyst that we work with, who provides those projections. So I'll drop that here in case anybody's interested in listening to that. All right, next question. In single-game formats like tonight, how do I set my Sims to lock in one MVP? Some nights I figured out, tonight, not the case. Okay, so one thing with FanDuel that you guys, we're actually trying to fix. I know a lot of people have been requesting this. It's kind of a hard problem. So basically, DK has two different player IDs for like Josh Allen, Captain, and Flex. So like two different players. FanDuel only gives us one player ID. This is why we only show total ownership in the app. As far as I know, that messes up our ability to use min-max exposures. I don't know if there's like any workarounds for that. I know we have some people on the team who are like FanDuel grinders and might have some workarounds for you. So what I would do is I would come into the app. I would go to reporter problem like, hey, I'm having trouble locking Josh Allen in my MVP. Can you guys help me out? And then our team will let you know if there are any good ways to do that. We're actually working on building out different ownerships, and that will also help us to like have different rules and minimax exposures for MVP versus Anyflex. So that is a work in progress, basically doing what we wish FanDuel would do, but we're happy to do it. All right, from our context, I'm seeing lineups with higher projections having the lower ROIs. I'm guessing it's a function of ownership being higher on the higher projections. So if I project myself into a higher score, but it's a high ownership lineup, am I shooting myself in the foot when I want to build for an outcome in a rare percentile? Yeah, so I think there's kind of like a, what's the word? I'll say that again. You know, you can play lineups with a lower projection, but the ownership also needs to be lower too, right? You can play lineups with a higher ownership, but the projection has to be high enough to outweigh that ownership, right? So both of these things move, I think, kind of like linearly, where you know, you could play lower projection, but ownership needs to be lower. You could play higher ownership, but projection needs to be higher. So I think it's okay. Like if you're getting, you know, differences from like 2 hours versus like 20 minutes before, but I think the latest and greatest stuff is always going to be better. So I would still recommend sticking with that. All right, next question. When building lineups, if projections get updated or if a player gets updated as out, does it matter if you just hit rebuild lineups or is it better to start with a fresh new build? Is there a difference? When I click rebuild, it tells me it will scrap all the current lineups. So I would just rebuild lineups in the current build you're on. The good part about that is that it will save any rules, adjustments to player pools, minimax exposures that you have set. If you start a new build, you got to start over from scratch. You could clone your build and carry over all your settings, but it's not needed. So basically the projections refresh, that player goes to zero. You rebuild your lineups, it gets rid of your current set of lineups and then gives you a new set. So I would always opt for rebuilding lineups. All right, I think we're all caught up here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.